Welcome to Ramadan Circle Time with Nessa. Assalamu alaikum, friends. How are you feeling today? I hope you're feeling great and excited for a new day. So today I was thinking about my visit to Egypt, where I had a chance to see the coral reefs in the Red Sea. It was unlike anything I could have ever imagined. The best way I can describe it is that it was like looking at a beautiful underwater musical garden. Imagine all these different color plants and corals surrounded by hundreds of colorful fish, blue, yellow, green, red, all swimming and dancing around these rocky shapes that swayed. Some even opened and closed. The only word that escaped my lips after seeing all this beauty was Subhanallah. That means glory be to God. Allah is perfect. If you have some time today, find a picture of coral reefs and prepare to be amazed. All right, friends, it's time to start our Ramadan circle time with our intentions. Feel free to join in. My intention today is to gather with you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn something new and to bring in the angels into our home so they can go all the way to heaven and say our names. Beautiful. Now, let's fill our hearts with positivity by thinking of one good thing that happened to you yesterday. Remember, it doesn't need to be a big thing, just something special to you. I'll start. Yesterday, I got to read a little bit from one of my favorite books, and it felt so good. All right, now it's your turn. Take 5 seconds to think of your good thing. I'll wait. Wonderful. So today's story is one you may have heard. It is called The Boy Who Cried Wolf. A shepherd boy was taking care of some sheep near a dark forest close to the village. Every day was the same old thing. He would lead the sheep to the field and sit there talking to his dog or playing on his pipe. He was just so bored. One day, while he was thinking of what he would do if he saw a wolf, he came up with a plan to make things a little bit more exciting for himself. He said, What if I run to the village shouting, "Wolf, wolf"? I wonder what would happen. So he got up and started running to the village. "Wolf, wolf!" The villagers heard the boy shouting, so they dropped everything that they were doing to come and help the boy. But when they reached him, he was just laughing. "Ha ha 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 ha, I fooled you. Ah, I fooled you all. There is no wolf." The villagers were not impressed, and they left the boy. The next day, the boy did the same thing. He left the sheep and ran to the village shouting, "Wolf, wolf!" Once again, the villagers dropped what they were doing and came to help the boy. And, as you can expect, he was just rolling with laughter. "Ha ha 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 ha! I fooled you all again!" The villagers were not happy with the boy, and they left him. Then one day, as the sun was setting, a wolf did actually come out of the bushes, and the boy was terrified. And he ran and he ran and he ran, shouting and shrieking, "Wolf!" But but not one villager came to help him. And that evening, he lost most of his sheep. Let's think about this. This story reminds us that we should always speak the truth. Lying can make it hard for other people to trust you, and it is not easy to regain someone's trust. Take some time today to talk to someone you love about a time when someone lied to them. How did that make them feel? Thank you, friends, for joining the Ramadan Circle today. Remember to pray for each other and know that you are loved. I will talk to you tomorrow, inshallah.